Chicago's most honored radio station. News Talk 100.1 WRHI Rock Hill. W261CY Rock Hill. The voice of York County.
An OTS media station.
The Gardener's Bench is brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, Domer Dreamscapes, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by AirTech Heating and Air. And now here are your hosts, Steve Crump and David Rector.
But we had a big week this week, so
everybody should.
I've already had a couple of calls from the store this morning. I had some landscapers sitting there at 7:15, waiting to get in something. So I don't know. We had a good week. Maybe another $100,000 week, and really good.
That's fantastic. As long as you're making money.
Yeah. Well, we are. We are making money.
I decided.
Like I said, the deliveries have been great. And sod, everybody's really getting into sod. I mean, we sell sod year-round, but people are really getting into it now.
Because it's green.
Yeah.
Last year was still.
This is really a good year. Probably the first year in, I don't know, maybe 10 years where we didn't get like a frost later on to knock the grass back and then come back. So it's really.
Mine was a gorgeous fortunate. Green 3 weeks ago, and it was probably.
What's it look like now? Okay. All right, so we're going to take a break right quick, and we'll be right back with the Gardener's Bench.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
I'm Benny Ebert. There's never been a better time to keep the air clean in your home and business.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
And with the cold weather ahead, there's never been a better time to start saving money by replacing your old heating system with a new, modern, high-efficiency unit. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Okay, and we're back. We've been talking about everything but the weather. We had a good rain.
Yeah, what about
night.
The weather? Yeah.
Yeah, we had a good rain.
We had a summer week.
Yeah.
Did you get rain last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I didn't look at my rain gauge.
It poured last night.
It looked like it rained. I went out to eat, came back by 8. It hadn't really rained then. It came after that then?
10 o'clock.
Okay.
At the house.
Because it tried to rain on my way home from work about 5:30, 5:45.
It was dropping. Yeah. It wasn't even
The sky clouded up a little bit and
I
all that good stuff.
I thought we were going to get it in.
Yeah. But I could tell it had rained some. So that's good. We missed rain this week. So
I went out on the front porch and just looked around. It was raining pretty hard then.
And it had got kind of dry. And this pollen has been killing me this year. Usually I handle it pretty well,
Rhonda's been eat up with it.
I found on my weather app I was just looking at watch the clouds come across, but it's got all these other little things you can pull up, and it has a pollen thing. So I clicked on it, and the whole screen went red. So I'm just thinking red's probably bad.
And generally, if you see red like that, that's not a good
thing. It's not. But,
it was raining pretty hard from 10 to 12, and I went to sleep then.
Yeah.
I don't know what it did.
I was pretty hard asleep by 10 o'clock last night, man.
Yeah, it was pretty wet. So.
I was working like a stock boy yesterday at work.
Good for you.
Carrying stuff out and whatever. Just
keeps you off the streets.
That's four of us in there while other people were delivering stuff. We were just all over the place. That was good. Yeah, but the weather, it's supposed to be cool tomorrow. Now, today's supposed to be almost 80 again, and then tomorrow, only in the mid-60s. So.
We should not be 80 degrees our middle of April.
No.
that's not a good thing. Something's going to happen.
But it's time to plant your garden, right?
Today's the 20th. So all your vegetable plants need to start going in the ground.
I think we're going to do ours tomorrow, probably. Yeah,
Tommy's going to do them today, but after the rain, I don't know if he's going to get to do them today or not.
Yeah.
But
rain was good for it. We needed a little bit of rain, to be honest with you. I mean, it had gotten a little dry, I wouldn't say, for this time of year. April's traditionally got a lot of rain. I mean, we've gone through Come See Me. This is the last day, and this is what, the only rain we've had was that night? So that's perfect. All the events went through. And
last night shouldn't have bothered.
Yeah, it shouldn't have bothered any, because the Moonlight Jazz was last night, and probably came through after that, so that's a successful week right there. Whoever was the chairman of that thing.
That goes 8 to 11 or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Might have got wet at the end of it. So everybody sitting at home listening had to run into the car like David didn't know what he was talking about last night.
But, yeah, most of your vegetable plants should be going in now. I'm kind of old-fashioned. I still like doing tomatoes at Mother's Day. But,
do you?
Yeah. And but I know they get tired of hearing me say this, but it has nothing to do with air temperature. It's soil temperature.
Yeah.
You can put.
And like you say, if you plant them now or plant them at Mother's Day, your fruit production is going to be within a week probably.
Yeah,
so it's
not going to be
a big deal.
I know they got. I was looking at a magazine yesterday. It came in. We still get all the magazines. Mm-hmm. It was a seed catalog. There must be a couple hundred tomato varieties now. Tommy Toes, a little sweet 100s that my wife loves and eats like candy.
Yeah.
30-some varieties.
Oh, kind of those? Good gosh.
I mean, I'm sitting there going, wow.
Well, don't plant those unless you want them every year because you ain't got to plant them. There'll be so many coming up.
I don't like them.
I don't like the skin. I don't like the skin.
She loves them. She'll take a big old box of them and eat them like candy pop them.
Like if I'm eating a tomato, I like to really peel it almost.
I like one
I can cut just one and fit it on.
Cover
the sandwich.
Beef Masters, Beef Eaters, all those beef varieties will do that.
Yeah, well, and always what I've learned over the years, too, you want to plant your tomatoes maybe at different times. Don't plant three or four plants the same time. Maybe plant one a month later, do another one. That way you don't have 100 tomatoes at one time instead of.
It really doesn't matter. They're all going to germinate about the same time. So.
Well, there'll be plenty of tomatoes.
We used to plant.
In a month or so.
150 of what?
Did you?
36 to a flat, so four flats, whatever that is. And we did pretty good years ago, but we hadn't done it in probably six, 7 years because of the deer. They just
mow it down.
And before that, the last three or four years, I don't know what we did. We just couldn't get our tomatoes to produce.
Yeah, I didn't. Mine's been horrible, too, the last couple of years.
I don't know
it's
got to
be the weather because the – I don't know how many years, 5 or 6 years ago, I had 3 tomato plants, and I'm not lying. We have probably 500 tomatoes from those 3 plants. It was just, every time I went out there, it was like going to a farmer's market.
That was the last time we had them.
Yeah, and I don't know, the climate's been different. I planted them in the same places. I've moved them to different places. And
I think it's probably now, looking back on it, probably to do with soil conditions.
Could be.
Because the garden has been in the same place for 25 years. And my dad had a bad habit of taking compost and throwing in it every fall and tilling it under and then letting it fallow. I wonder if he got the mix from topsoil to compost out of whack. and because it only seems to affect the tomatoes.
Well, I have got my acidic thing messed up because I like a tomato that has a little taste, and some of my tomatoes are just watery.
Yeah.
They don't have that.
Your pH
acid,
is off.
Yeah, I need more acidic. So. Yeah, look at that, people. When you're planting a garden, you look at different vegetables and different stuff. All right?
Okay, we're going to be right back to the garden.
Sod, sod. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come see us at 4372 Old York Road in Rock Hill and see all our selections of sod we carry. Zoysia, Bermuda, St. Augustine, Centipede, and Fescue. We also carry the fertilizer that you will need for each of these grasses. You can take home a pamphlet with you to remind you when it's time to apply these products. Come see us, CarolinaFreshFarms.com.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Benny Etter here. Don't let the cold drive your energy costs through the roof.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
We'll clean your unit's condenser coil, oil the motors, check all electronic controls, inspect heat exchanger, check refrigerant and thermostat, and replace the filter. Call us and keep your family warm and healthy this winter.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Call AirTech at 327-7100.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indian Land.
Okay, it's that time again. We're back to the gardener's bench. And been talking about vegetable plants and why our tomatoes don't perform the way they should.
Yeah, Steve Crump says it's all clear for everybody to put them in the ground today. So,
well, you still got to watch. They were talking this morning before I left about it getting colder, but I don't know when going to see it all.
Well, they did say maybe in the upper 40s, you know.
In 50s.
During the week. So it'll be cool in the morning and warm in the afternoon, which I love that temperature.
The main thing to worry about is a late frost, and we have had them as late as May 10th.
Yeah.
But that was a long time ago. And our weather patterns have changed some since then, and all you got to do then is just cover them up with a sheet. If you hadn't fertilized trees and shrubs, you need to go ahead and do it because I don't think we're going to get a cold enough freeze to damage them too much.
No.
It could happen.
I know crepe myrtles are popping now already, so that's a
I started taking pictures of the Japanese maples and let you look at them. I'll try to do that next week.
That oak leaf is big as a squirrel's ear. It's bigger than that.
Pretty much. It's a little bit bigger. Is that right? Yeah.
Not bigger than a squirrel, but the squirrel's ear.
Well, it depends on which squirrel you're looking at. And what I say.
Yeah, all squirrels have different ears.
My grandfather used to say, you don't plant your corn until the leaves on the oak tree are the size of the squirrel's ear.
Yeah.
It depends on which squirrel you look at. And I never
He wasn't talking about a baby squirrel, probably. He's probably talking about a mature squirrel.
Yeah. But we don't have any squirrels anymore. The coyotes have pretty much take care of them. And
we got some, but I don't ever get close enough to see how big their ear is, really. They're moving around too fast.
We used to have a bunch of them about 15, 20 years ago, but the only thing I'm figuring out, the coyotes have got them, because I hadn't seen the squirrel in my yard probably in 4 years.
Well, our outdoor cat, they don't come around ours usually, but I almost had one on Oakland Avenue this morning. He come out there to get some. He couldn't make his mind up, but he got out of the way.
Well, they don't do that. They sit there and look at you. And like, which way are you going, dude?
He got out from the front of that big truck tire, so it was good.
A few years ago at the nursery, we had a big problem with rabbits. And It's kind of an interesting story because back in the 80s, late 70s and 80s, there were no rabbits out there. And the only thing we could figure is the DNR, Natural Resources people, had released in the 60s, released foxes along Dutchman Creek.
Oh, really?
And they were red foxes or gray foxes. The gray ones are pretty.
They released them over there. Wow.
Let them out. And they kind of wiped out the rabbit population. So my uncle had the property behind us. And Fred Giannotti was one of them. A lot of the people bring the rabbit dogs out there and let them run. They never could find any rabbits. Fred ran his 3 hours one day and they feed the first rabbit. But then about... Oh, I guess time flies when I'm having fun. I guess 10 years ago now, they suddenly pulled a comeback.
Oh, really?
And they were eating up our
azaleas. It's a good place to be over there. Salad bar.
They were eating Hill's up nursery. Our azaleas. And,
tearing them things up.
It, you know, we kind of, Pat called the guy that does the, he's retired now, but he used to trap our beaver and all that for us. They got in that pond back there, and they were a royal pain.
Yeah, well, I've got them in mine.
You need to do something about them or to take over.
They stopped up my drain.
They did that to us, too. They had a 28-foot drain pipe, and they, I mean, 6 feet in, they clogged the thing.
That's a big old boy, too. We've seen him. He's a big old beaver.
He got one that was 35 pounds and one that was 25 pounds. 35 pounds on the beaver's pretty big.
This is at least that, pretty that big.
But anyway, Pat calls him and he said, well, I don't know about trapping rabbits. Never done it before. I mean, this guy's 75 years old. So he calls DNR. Got about 2 o'clock that afternoon. The director down in Columbia calls me and said, you're not allowed to relocate rabbits. I said, I didn't know I was relocating rabbits. So it took me a little while to figure out
really
what
I
didn't know anything about it. But I found out.
What you get for asking for permission?
Well, we were going to trap them and take them over to the house.
Yeah.
But it's not connecting properly.
Yeah.
We're young both tracks, but they don't connect. So because they don't connect, you're not allowed to relocate them. You can't relocate them on somebody else's property. You can't relocate them on your property. It has to be connected.
Well, you took them just to your house, they probably would have come back over there, wouldn't they? I mean, eventually.
Eventually, yeah. They're all over the place. But they're about gone now because the coyotes came back. And for a while there, they were building dens down by the creek, Dutchman Creek.
I guess coyotes better than eat your plants anyway.
Well, they serve.
It's not a great thing to have. I mean,
they serve the purpose.
There's some over there by my house down in the woods. You can hear them sometimes.
Oh,
I know between Grady Drive and my neighborhood. So.
And at night you can hear them because they get going, and it's something to listen to. But
pretty scary.
Anyway,
I keep my eyes open at night.
We're gonna take another short pause for the calls, and we'll be right back to the Gardener's Minute.
Can't please everyone, so you got to please yourself.
It's the middle of winter. It's cold outside, and your heat goes out.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better.
Don't let this happen to you. Call me, Vinny Etter, and we'll make it better and keep you warm all winter long.
No matter what the weather, AirTech makes it better. No matter what the weather, call AirTech Heating and Air.
Don't wait. Call 803-327-7100.
Rocks, rocks, rocks. This is David Rector from Carolina Fresh Farms. Come to our store and see our huge selection of Tennessee boulders, fieldstone, flagstone, river rock, and more. Also, have our staff deliver all kinds of mulches to your house. Cedar, brown, chocolate, black, or double hammered hardwood. Come to our store, 4372 Old York Road, Rock Hill, South Carolina, carolinafreshfarms.com.
Hey, this is Lauren with Wild Birds Unlimited. It's nesting season, which means time to make sure you have seed, live mealworms, and other high-protein food available for your feathery friends. Also, be sure you're cleaning your bird feeders, bird baths, and that nesting box that's been empty all winter. Not excited about that chore? We offer a cleaning service for your feeders and birdhouses. So kick off spring cleaning now by making sure your backyard is ready. Wild Birds Unlimited in Rock Hill and Indianland.
At Rustic Roots Warehouse, we offer a wide range of materials and finished products. Mantles, rough cut lumber, firewood, natural stone, and more. Visit us today at 4362 Old York Road in Rock Hill.
Then I look at you, and the world's all right with me.
Okay, and we're back to the gardener's bench. We're getting ready to wrap up this segment for the week, I guess.
DB. Fast show.
Yeah.
Fast show 24.
That's right.
We moved through this thing, so we did the weather, we did vegetables, we did...
Talked about flowers. Yeah. And
I want to do a shout out. I saw Ken Dove last night, his lovely wife.
At, how's Ken doing?
Southern Hills... Gastro Pub, which is in the Shaolin Hills, oh, if you know Rock Hill Shopping Center, behind the old Burger King on Selenage, which is Wendy's now. Down, how about that?
I watched them do that, believe it or not.
Yeah. So it's a good little place to hang out. Saw a good bit of people I know last night.
I didn't know there was one in the Shaolin Shopping Center.
And I got to go to the Masters last Sunday. I don't know if I told you that.
Oh, I meant to ask you. How was that?
Yeah, it was awesome. There was so many people. I mean, I think they just let more and more people in every year. But there's so much going on there. You could be in the shop and not even know there's a tournament going on out there. I mean, it's just
who won it?
Scottie Scheffler. He won. He led most of the tournament, really. So, but everybody kind of messed up when we got to number 9. Everybody had some hiccup, and he ended up winning by like 4 shots, I think. So.
I know. That's a good. I don't follow it much anymore because I can't play golf anymore. But years ago, it seemed like somebody different won it every year, and then they never won another one.
Well, if you're a golfer in the Carolinas, man, it's a great place to be. You got Augusta 2 hours away, Hilton Head this weekend, 3 or 4 hours away. You got the Wells Fargo is going to be in Charlotte. The U.S. Open's in Pinehurst, which is 2.5-3 hours away, maybe. And then they're actually doing a tournament at the Dunes this year in May, pro tournament at Myrtle Beach.
Really?
Yeah. So it's that's like 5 tournaments right here and within a month and a half.
The U.S. Open's been down in Pinehurst
It's been before, yeah. Well, they rotate it every year, but it's there this year, so.
Yeah, but the first one I remember was a long time ago.
Yeah, I went 10 years ago, whatever they do. So they like Pinehurst. That's it's not a fun course to play.
I never played Pinehurst.
The greens are like a turtle shell thing, and if you don't hit it in the right place, it just rolls off the side. And I think that would get old about the third or fourth hole. Jay's always wanting to go over and play.
Okay, Mr. Stone's giving us a signal. Anything real quick?
Nope, 8-2. Come on out and see us.
So you can work hard.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll see you next week on the radio.
The Gardener's Bench has been brought to you by Carolina Fresh Farms, AirTech Heating and Air, Wild Birds Unlimited, and by Domer Dreamscapes. Be sure to join us again Saturday morning for The Gardener's Bench on WRHI.